Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. Happy 4th of July and happy birthday, America. Thank you for joining me today. Before we get into the episode, I just wanted to take a moment. As you go through your 4th of July festivities, barbecuing, swimming, enjoying fireworks, whatever, just please take a moment and remember those, both past and present, that have been willing to put their lives on the line in defense of our freedom. We are the last bastion of freedom on the planet, and we are the shining city on the hill with more freedom, more opportunity, more liberty than anywhere else in the world. Just take a moment and give thanks and remember those that can't be with their families today because they are defending our freedom. Have a great day. Hey, Stoners. Welcome to Sticks and Stones. I'm your host, Brent, coming to you from the warm confines of the No Shoes Bar and Grill patio here deep in the heart of Texas, where it is a balmy 84 degrees here on Independence Day, July 4th. I have a great show for you today. I hope you are all enjoying the show. I try to add little bits and pieces of content with every new video, bumper music, fades, etc. I'm hoping it looks a little more professional as I'm continuing to learn this whole new process. I do have some exciting news. I have been invited to host an episode from an alternate location here nearby, and I have accepted, and I'm going to try and bring that to you for next week's episode, so stay tuned for that because it's that's very exciting for me. Today, I am pairing a Drew Estate Liga Privada number 9. You may remember Drew Estate from last week with Cuba Cuba, but the Liga Privada is not an infused cigar. It is a straight tobacco cigar, and I am pairing that with one of my all-time favorite whiskeys, Four Roses Single Barrel. This is some wonderful stuff that always stays on my shelf, and it is among the top bourbons in my collection. The Liga Privada from Drew Estate is shrouded in a little bit of mystery. Jonathan Drew wanted a cigar just for his employees, so he began developing a particular blend. Liga Privada means private league, so loosely translated, private blend. But as word kind of got around, it began to get a cult following, and it has been one of their best-selling cigars. Now, while Mr. Drew will not confirm nor deny the veracity of that story, that is the common rumor that does run around through the cigar world. The cigar itself, this one is a Bellicoso. It is a 6x52, 6-inch long, 52 on the ring gauge. It is a lovely cigar, very dark. It has a nice oily sheen to it. It is made of a mix of Honduran and Nicaraguan fillers, a Brazilian Matafina binder cloaked in a Connecticut broadleaf Oscara wrapper. And it is definitely a meaty, dense, but silky cigar. It feels and smells wonderful. Now the nose has hints of cocoa, earth, a lot of cedar. And maybe even a little bit of floral in it. There's a lot of things going on in the nose here. As I said, I'm pairing this with one of my favorite bourbons, the Four Label Single Barrel. This single barrel scored 95 in the Ultimate Spirits Challenge 2020. It won a silver medal at the Single Barrel World Whiskies Awards. Paul Jones trademarked Four Roses in 1888, claiming production back to the 1860s. Now, throughout the 1930s and 40s, Four Roses was actually the top-selling bourbon in the U.S., but it was discontinued in the 1950s and did not return until 2002. So we're going to take and pair these two together and just see how they taste together. little bit of a tough cut there at the end, but went right on through, clean. Very easy draw. I get some notes of hay. There's a little sugar on the lips. Maybe a little bit of milk. That's odd. All right. Let's go ahead and put some fire to it and see what it tastes like. Light's easy. A lot of very dense, velvety smoke coming off of that. Getting maybe some vanilla cream, maybe a little chocolate. And this doesn't have quite the smoke that some of the cigars from this last week have had, but it's still a very velvety smoke in the mouth. It's probably a little more full-bodied than some of my previous pairs over the last few weeks, but it's not overwhelming. It's very good. This is a full-bodied cigar, where most everything I've brought to you thus far have been mild to medium. All right. Let's crack open the Four Roses and see what it tastes like. Bought a brand new bottle for this. Hoping I don't have to resort to Country Boy and using my teeth on it. Good pour and take a look. I'll let you see that. I'll let you take a look at that. It's got a nice hint of maybe like orange peel, a little reddish red to the color. Smell a little coffee, maybe some honey. Let's give it a taste. Definitely oaky with a little bit of vanilla. Very good. My first thoughts are, this is a pretty good pair. I've never smoked the Liga Privada before. So it is new to me, so I'm really trying to wrap my mind around it. I'm very familiar with the Four Roses. I do think they're a pretty good match. I'm going to go ahead and burn this first third and see what happens. Hey, Stoners, I'm back. We've just about gotten to the one-third of the way mark here. I want you to look at that ash. Nice, light gray, densely packed, still on the tip. This is a very well-made cigar. It's still got a very easy draw. Still not getting any temperature change, even though it is about a third of the way done. The Four Roses, I'm getting some soft scents of cork, maybe some flowers, a little dried raisin. There's kind of a flavor burst when you first take a drink. Honey, brown sugar, you get a little bit of sweetness on your on the back of your tongue, and a heavy, heavy dose of rye. This Four Roses single barrel is a mash bill of 60% corn, 35% rye, and 5% barley. And it is 100 proof. It's much more potent than the other liquors I have paired over the last few weeks. So you might want to be prepared for that. I do think that this is a more of an advanced pairing. The Four Roses being 100 proof is pretty potent. Like I said, I keep this on my shelf. I drink it a lot, so I'm kind of used to it. But for the novice, just getting into whiskey and cigars, maybe a little bit of a shock to the system. And the Liga Privada is, it is, as I said before, a very full-bodied cigar. So pairing the two together, for me, I think it's a good pairing. It might be a little bit down the road for some that are just getting into cigars and whiskey or cigars and liquor, because they are both very potent in their own rights. But I would give the Liga Privada about 4 matchsticks out of 5. And the Four Roses, I would do a 4.75 stones out of 5. I really love the Four Roses single barrel. They do go very well together. As I said, just with a caveat that if you're new to this, you might want to hold this pairing off for a little while until you have worked your way up to the deep end of the pool. We are really starting to get toward the halfway mark on that cigar, and I have still not dropped ash. It is a very good, very well put together, very well made cigar. Exactly what I would expect from Drew Estates. A little water, as I always say, don't tread on me. And the flavor bursts just keep coming from these two. Wonderful smoke, wonderful bourbon. It's a great way to spend the 4th of July. I am so happy that you spent it with me. My final thoughts on this pairing, they're both outstanding in their own right. They're very good together. If you are new to this, I might push this one off a little farther until you've had a little bit more experience and gotten a little more long in the tooth when it comes to cigars and whiskey. Thank you all for spending some time with me. As I said in my opening, I've got a special show next week. We're going to be coming to you from an alternate location. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's a big step for me, and I hope you will all be there. Continue to watch the videos, hit like, hit subscribe, ring the bell so that you know when I drop new videos, and share it with all your friends. I would love to see a lot more views, and I am really looking forward to continuing to bring this to you. You all have a wonderful 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.